You're listening to Christian Audio's production of The Unseen Companion, God with the Single Mother, by Michelle Lynn Centers. This book was read by Anne M. Richardson. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition, issued by contractual arrangement with Moody Publishers, originally published in English as The Unseen Companion, copyright 2017 by Michelle Lynn Centers, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. For my daughters, Gabrielle, Rachel, and Lacey, thank you for encouraging me to share our story. Just as I know the Lord as my unseen companion, I pray that you might always know Him as your unseen Father. You are sealed with God's love and mine. You know the routine. And for single mothers, each and every one of you, you are not alone. Introduction. You are not alone. You probably don't have time to listen to this book, and quite honestly, I struggle to find time to write it. I look beyond the computer screen and notice the baskets of dirty laundry. Bills lie unopened on the desk. The dog needs brushing, the lawn needs water, the children need breakfast, and the outdated exercise machine calls to me with a promised loss of 2 dress sizes, hopefully 3. As a former single mother of 8 years, I get it. There is little time to do the things you must, much less the things that might nurture and feed your soul. But you, my new friend, are worth nurturing. There is a simple truth that becomes lost in the shuffle of daily life, lost beneath the endless to-do list, lost behind the sounds of children's voices, lost within the darkness that pervades the soul in the depth of the night. You are not alone. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. You may feel alone. You may feel abandoned, overwhelmed, and ill-equipped for the life of a single mother. But you are not alone in this journey. The unseen companion is with you. Even now as you listen to this audiobook, He has not forgotten or abandoned you, nor is He waiting for you to get it all together. He is with you. He hears every cry and whispered prayer. He watches over you and your children, and if you are willing, this unseen companion will help you build a strong home for your family. Take a deep breath and let this truth settle within your heart. You are not alone. Oh, and in case you've forgotten, dear single mama, He loves you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Part 1. The Longing for Home. As I write, I can't help but wonder where you are. Perhaps you are standing in a bookstore, thumbing through this chapter and wondering if this book is for you. Maybe you found a few moments to read during your lunch break at work. But most likely you're at home. Your children are in bed and you've finally settled down in your favorite chair for a little time to yourself. You're all warm, safe, and sound. This is where I imagine you. May I ask you a personal question? When you're at your house, do you feel at home? In other words, in your quietest moments, do you feel content and secure with who and where you are in this world? When you come home from work each day, do you breathe in a sigh of relief, knowing you are where you belong? Or are you still waiting for an arrival of some sort? If you're like me, the concept of feeling at home seems elusive and somewhat dreamy, almost as if I have something yet to attain or find or create. While I find some...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?